Good evening, Patriots. It is still Saturday, March 16th. This is my Q thread that began on March 15th. This one will get us all caught up to Q's posts as of today. Those of you following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub, qanon.pub. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get notifications when Q is posting, Q drops and Q alerts are available in the Play Store. My theme for this broadcast, freedom, justice. Okie dokie. This was recorded on March 15th. We were at T-minus 4 and counting. Today is Saturday. We are currently at T-minus 3 and counting. Yesterday, March 15th, Q posted this flag on the Patriots fight board. I usually look at the file names on posts like this, especially flags. The file name is freedom_justice. I think it's relevant. Let me do a little explanation for those of you who are not familiar with Patriots Fight. Q posts on two different boards. One is the research board. It is a board on 8chan that people can respond to Q, and Q responds back to them. Most people who post are anonymous. Patriots Fight is a separate board that Q posts on. Q is the only one who is allowed to post on that board. You can go there, you can view the posts by Q, but you can't leave any comments. Q has been posting messages on Patriots Fight of general interest on November 9th and November 11th. Q cleared out all of the previous posts that had been on Patriots Fight. You can still find those posts on qmap.pub and qanon.pub, but they're not on. If you go to the 8chan board, you won't see those posts anymore. What you'll see there right now are these posts. You'll see the gavel, you will see the flag post that was put up there on November 9th, and then you'll see all these placeholder posts. Indictments tracking, civil, non-civil, Supreme Court rulings, branch terminations, leaks, acts of treason, Five Eyes, FISA, DCLOS. Those placeholder posts are there as a predictor and as a reminder to let us know the matters that are going to be coming up in Q and the President's mission. And then in the lower right-hand corner, if you're watching this on video, you'll see that flag post. That is the latest post. Q hasn't posted anything on Patriots Fight since November. I think it's very relevant that Q posted that flag yesterday. I think we're going to see these placeholder posts get updated. All right. If you are looking for how to get to Patriots Fight, you can come to my Twitter thread here. It's just 8chan.net, Patriots Fight, / Patriots Fight. If you go to 8ch.net, / Patriots Fight, / res, / 440.html, you will come to this page, and this has all of the placeholder posts on it. And like I said, I think we're going to be getting updates on that pretty darn soon. I'm kind of excited. Okay, so Q posted a link to an article about WhatsApp co-founder Brian Acton urging people to delete their Facebook accounts and remove all related apps, accusing Mark Zuckerberg of trading privacy for money. Q posted a link to that article and wrote, "Dark to light." We know that WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram, Q has said, all came out of a DARPA program called LifeLog. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff warned that Google is providing assistance to the Chinese military. I'm going to let you listen to this video.
The work that Google is doing in China is indirectly benefiting the Chinese military. And I've been very public on this issue as well. In fact, the way I described it to our industry partners is, look, we're the good guys. In the values that we represent, in the system that we represent, is the one that will allow and has allowed you to thrive. And that's the way I've characterized it. So I was just nodding that what the Secretary was articulating is a general sense of all of us as leaders, and we watch with great concern when industry partners work in China, knowing that there is that indirect benefit and frankly, indirect may be not a full characterization of the way it really is. It's more of a direct benefit to the Chinese military.
I just want to underscore this for the record so that we are absolutely, perfectly, 100% clear here that Google, an American company based in this country, so again, it's supposedly an American company, is doing work in China that directly or indirectly benefits the Chinese government at a time of increased peer competition with this country. We are in a struggle with the Chinese government over whether or not they're going to become a regional and maybe global hegemon with values very different from ours, certainly values that do not favor freedom in the world. And we have an American company that does not want to do work with our Defense Department, which is, you know, one thing, but they're happy to help the Chinese, at least the Chinese government, that is, the Chinese military, at least indirectly. I think that's just extraordinary.
Q posted a link to that video and said, dark to light. Q posted, these people are sick and evil. It is not a coincidence. It never is. Q. Yesterday, Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr requesting documents related to allegations that Department of Justice officials plan to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office. That has to do with Rod Rosenstein offering to wear a wire to record the president. So Lindsey Graham is all over this thing, and we're going to get to the bottom of this eventually. Q posted a link to that tweet from Senate Judiciary. Enoch on Twitter posted this graphic. I think they all need to watch that video Q Plus linked to. This is the post that we mentioned in the last video. 12 links in there to the YouTube video. This video will get Donald Trump elected. And then you have names of the 12 senators who voted against the president and his emergency declaration to secure the border. Q posted a link to that tweet. All right. Yesterday, the president signed a veto of the bill passed by Congress that attempted to halt the national emergency on the southern border. I'll let you listen to this short video clip.
As president, the protection of the nation is my highest duty. Yesterday, Congress passed a dangerous resolution that, if signed into law, would put countless Americans in danger, very grave danger. The Democrat-sponsored resolution would terminate vital border security operations by revoking the national emergency issued last month. It is definitely a national emergency. Rarely have we had such a national emergency. Therefore, to defend the safety and security of all Americans, I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was.
And standing in the Oval Office with the president was our new Attorney General, William Barr, and he had this to say about the president.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, your declaration of an emergency on the southern border was clearly authorized under the law and consistent with past precedent. As you said, the National Emergencies Act directly authorizes the president, gives broad discretionary authority to the president to identify and respond to emergent circumstances that require a decisive response. And the humanitarian and security crisis we have on the border right now is exactly the kind of emergency that presidents are permitted to address under the National Emergencies Act. As you alluded to yourself, in the past 40 years, there have been 59 emergencies declared. And many of these have dealt with political conditions in countries like Burundi, Sierra Leone, Belarus. The crisis that we're dealing with today is right on our doorstep, and it presents a real, clear, and present danger to the American people. So what you've done from a legal standpoint is solidly grounded in law, and from the standpoint of protecting the American people, it's imperative.
Thank you very much, Professor. Well, you'll be defending it, and you'll defend it well. I have no doubt about that.
Okay. The POTUS Schedule Twitter account tweeted this out, March 15, 2019. A declaration of national emergency on the southern border was authorized by U.S. Attorney General William Barr in the Oval Office at 3:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, so Q posted a link to this tweet and posted this, marker one complete in brackets, Q. And, oh look, it is the Q post with the watch, and the time is 3:42. Same time, Attorney General Barr is in the Oval Office approving of the national emergency. Q then posted this, hey look, it happened on March 15th, 3:15. And we have that watch that Q dropped that has a time of 3:15. So here is a graphic to bring this all together. On January 5th, 2019, Q posted a watch, and the time on the watch was 3:15. 2 months later, on March 2nd, Q posted a second watch, and the time on that watch was 3:42. So we have two watches, 3:15 and 3:42. Then yesterday on 3:15 at 3:42, a national emergency was authorized by the Attorney General. How many coincidences before it becomes mathematically impossible? And Anon made this graphic showing the watch. Watch 1, 3:15. Watch 2, 3:42. How did Q know? And it's a very good question. Q posted this. The real fun starts soon. Oh gosh, I'm looking forward to it. Civ Mil Air, a Twitter account that tracks aircraft, particularly military aircraft, noted that a U.S. Air Force C-5 Galaxy was flying under the call sign Q, and another aircraft, a UC-35A, was flying under the call sign Anon. Put those together, and you get QAnon. All right, so Q said, powerful statement of unity, Q. Then Q posted this. It's a quote from an interview that the president did with Breitbart. I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of the bikers for Trump. I have the tough people, but they don't play it tough until they go to a certain point, and then it would be very bad, very bad. He told Breitbart on Thursday and then tweeted out that remark. Q writes, coordinated, same day. How much more obvious can we make it, Q? Don't look for that tweet by the president because it's been deleted, but it was out there. You can find that interview with Breitbart on a number of different websites. I found this on USA Today. One of the Anons said this about the military aircraft flying under the two call signs Q and Anon. You're slipping, boss, already making notes. Q said, busy saving humanity. Then Q posted this on the board, CM, stay alert. Q, CM is Code Monkey, who is a technician who operates the research board. Q did a couple of security tests. And then we have this. So you may have noticed from time to time that the fake news media likes to brainwash people into thinking the president has no Republican support by holding up his Republican swamp critics as examples of how even his own party is against him. We know that the swamp is both Republican and Democrat. Court documents that were unsealed show how Senator McCain and his associate David Kramer spread the Steele dossier to news outlets and the FBI. McCain's associate, David Kramer, said having Senator McCain provide it to the FBI would give it a little more oomph than it had up until that point. Q posted a link to that article, just wanting us to realize that what he's been telling us about McCain is true. Q posted a link to a Department of Justice announcement. The Department of Justice announced a sentencing agreement in a case where a Defense Intelligence Agency contractor sold military secrets to Chinese intelligence agents. U.S. Attorney John Huber actually was involved in the announcement of that sentencing agreement. Q posted a link to that DOJ announcement. The real fun starts soon. That is all I have for this update.